The Mishnah had said, "Ein seim chenesek deir bebekas v'chein bedelas." The Gemara explains it means v'chein adelas. You can't use a log to support a pot or to support a door or to hold open a door. And the Gemara brings the rise to the reason is v'fishloininu eitzim el lahasaka, because eitzim are only meant for firewood. You can't use it for anything else. Rabbi Shimon matir. Now it's a big shaila in the Rishonim. Is this machlokes have to do with muksa? We had over the whole masechta. The Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Muksa. Rabbi Yehuda says if something's not Mukhan, you can't use it on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. And Rabbi Shimon's less lay Muksa. Even if something's not Mukhan, you could still use it. Rabbi Shimon agrees to certain cases where you maxa daita, where you dachi v'yadayim v'chuli. Is this also the same Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, legabe Muksa? Rashi says, yeah. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon matter the less lay Muksa. Later in the Sugya, the Gemara has a machlokes. Rav Nachman and Efshesh is about the chizra. What was the case? You had a piece of wood which, at a pointed end, you want to use it as a spit. So it's a machlokes if you could or cannot. Do you say a svarim that leninu waits the metal asaka, or do you say a svarim mali litzlis bay mali litzbichal? This is also called using it for firewood. What's the difference burning it and roasting with it, or what's the difference burning? We're using it itself as a spit for firewood. Now the Gemara is a shaila. Are they talking about yeveshta? They're talking about if it's dried out, or maybe dried out. Everyone agrees you could. It's just retifta, which is not really meant for firewood. It can only be chazil hesek gadol. And the Gemara says hilchasa retifta is asa, yeveshta is mutter. And Rashi is bothered because Rashi holds that we pass like a shimon like Abi Muksa. So why is the Gemara saying a hilchasa with the assumption of that's like the man diyama that's islay muksa, the we paskin leslay muksa. That's Rashi's problem. So Rashi says that hilchasa means according to the man diyama that holds a muksa, and we hold like Reb Shimon that doesn't hold a muksa, and memela, according to us, everything is mutter. Now Taisus and other Rishonim, like the Rosh and the Taisus Rid, they're bothered with Rashi. How could the Gemara say hilchasa if we don't paskin that way? But they answer, the Taisus and the Rosh and the Taisus Rid, that the Gemara's maskana was hilchasa yeveshta shari. In the end, the dried wood is mutter. And that would be true, of course, even according to Reb Shimon. And retifta asur, they said, it's not a shayla, it's not a question how we pass, it's not a steer to our psak, because retifta was saying it's not considered even chazila asaka. Rabbi Shimon's maskim, that wood, which you can't use for firewood, is of course muksa. Regular wood, even if Shimon's maskim is not a keli, so it's muksa. Only if it's roya for firewood do we say that Reb Shimon is matir. But Yilchara, you see then, from Taisus and from the Rosh and from the Taisus Rid, that they also hold that of the problem, that if we're going with the din of Leninu Eitz Mal Asaka, that would only be according to Behuda that's Islay Muksa, and we paskin like Reb Shimon that's Leslay Muksa, so maybe we have a problem. What's the hilchus of the Gemara? Now the answer, the hilchus is going back only on retiv to that's aser, and Hashem is maskim to that because it's not considered chazil lahesek. So this is what kama rishonim hold, like we said, Rashi, and now we have the Taisus, the Rosh, the Taisus Rid. The Arzurua says it's also that it's telling the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon legabe muksa, and the Taisus Rid also says like Rashi and like Taisus and like the Rosh that we who pass in legabe Shimon, we don't pass in leninu eitzim el la'asaka. Now the Baal Amar and the Ramban go the other way. The Baal Amar and the Ramban also hold that it's totally in the Machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Then this din of Leninu Eitzim La'asak is a din because you max the daita from any other tashmish, you only want to use it from Asak, and that would only be according to Reb Yehuda. But the Baal Amar says, so here, so we have a raya to the psak of the Rif and the Rambam. It's a Machlokes Yishayim, the Rif and the Rambam paskin, like Rav Nachman says in that Bezim and Bez, that on Shabbos we pass it like Reb Shimon of Leslay Muksa. On Yom Tov we pass it like Reb Yehuda Nislay Muksa. So this Gemara is beforeished that way. This Gemara is the big raya, because the Gemara seems clearly to pass it like the Yisayv Leninu Eitzim El La'asaka. They held it's a deichik to say Rashi's pshat that the Hilchus is only going like the man the Amar of Islay Muksa. The Gemara says Hilchusa. And I guess Taisa pshat also shver to them, because the Gemara is not mashma. The reason why Retifta is Asr is because, even if Shimon's maskim, because it's not Chazir. The Gemara is mashma because It's going with the klal in the weights of el la'asaka. So Mele the Baal Amor, and the Ramban enthusiastically agrees with him, says this Gemara is a riot to the Rif and the Rambam, that we pass it like a Yehuda when it comes to Yantiv as well. So this is what Rav Yishayim hold, that is telling in the Machlekes Yehuda and Shimon. The Rav in the Nasagas, the Marmar says no. The Rav is Masag on the Baal Amor, what, do you think this is a riot to the Rif and the Rambam, that we pass it like a Yehuda by Yantiv? No. This has nothing to do with the Machlekes Yehuda and Shimon by Moksa, even though we have Rabbi Shimon being Matir, has nothing to do with that Machlekes. The reason why Leninu Eitzel Ma'asak is because it's not a Keli. It's not a Keli, even if Shimon's masking. That has nothing to do with Aksa'as Hadas. There's another Tekanas Chachamim that anything which is not a Keli, you can't move. Even if you're not Maksadaita, even if you often use things that aren't Kalim for something, but if it's not a Keli, you can't move it. So why is it Mutafa Asaka? So it's not clear in the Ravid. The Rajba says a Mayridikazach. The Rajba says it's not a Keli. And Chazal made a special heter, because Lamaisi you do need firewood, and firewood you never use a Keli. Chazal made a special dispensation that you allow the Sarach Echel Nefesh, and mainly you could use wood, but only for firewood, because the Etzim wood is not a Keli. If it's not a Keli, it's Aser. So mainly there's a special heter to use it for firewood. So the Rajba's mavur that the etzim, if you have this svara that it's not a keli, even if Shimon's maskim, there's no svara to be matir asaka be etzim. The svara is only because it's a special heta from Chazal. I was thinking, lulei divi the Rajba, maybe you could say that even this issa that you have, that the pshat is it has to be a keli, and if it's not a keli, you can't use it. But something which is miyuchid for use, you're zicha planning on using it, you set it aside for use, it just happens not to be a keli. So for the use that you miyachad it for, you'll let him move it even if it's not a keli. The Eish La'ayim B'zeh, Balkabonim, the Rashba says not the way. The Rashba is saying that it was a special heter. Now the Ran, Shtelzach on the Shaila, really, I think it's coming from the Chedushi Ra'ah, and the Ran, Shtelzach on the Shaila, the Ran doesn't say clearly whether it's going like a Shimon or not, but the Ran, Shtelzach on the Shaila, normally you say that when something is a keli, when something's not muksik, use it for anything. This lechara is a new thing. In the Rishayim that hold that it's telling the machlekes of Yudim Shimon, this lechara is an ayazach. And the Gemara clearly on this page says masikin bekalim. You let it use kalim for firewood. Now kalim are very much not meyuchid for firewood. You don't want to use them for firewood, generally speaking. But since they're kalim and they're not muksik, use it for whatever you want. Where do we find something that it's meyuchid for use, but muksa tells you you're restricted to the use that it's meyuchid for? Usually something that's miyuchid, you can do whatever you want with it. So the Ran says it's because it's not a keli. If it would be a keli, then you could do whatever you want with it. But since it's not a keli, then there's a halacha that you can only use it for what it's miyuchid for. Now the Ran's not so clear that that's a machlekes which is telling Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. That's a, maybe you could say a svara, that any time you're dealing with the fact that it's not a keli, so Reb Shimon also agrees that things have to be a keli. But I saw in the Ra'ah, which seems to be the Makari for the Ran, that Imamish says this Svara, it's not a Keli, and therefore you have a problem that you can't use it for something it wasn't Mukhan, but that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, you could, Rabbi Shimon is Lutameh, the Ra'ah happens to pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that's how we pass him, but he says that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mat because it's less than Muksa. I mean, the Baal Amor also, the Baal Amor is saying this is a riot to the Rif. The Baal Amor brings this Gemara as a riot to the Rif, and he says clearly, Nidu Eitzim al Asaka is because of Rabbi Huda's Muksa. But he also says, Kevin, the Lesley Tyrus Keli. You have to say it's a Sar and Hilchus Muksa. If something has a Keli, then even though it's only Mukhan for what the Keli is for, it's not meant for Asaka, but once it has a Tyrus Keli, it has a Shchalei Shem Mukhan. You can use it for anything. Now, saying if it doesn't have a Tyrus Keli, then it depends. Legabe Asaka, it's Mukhan. Legabe anything else, it's not Mukhan. Tzarechian had to understand this well. The Ramban al Mechamis seems to be saying, even if it is a Keli, you can't use it for things that it's not Mukhan for. But it's very, like the Ran brings, Masikim Mekalim. He brings a few cases, but all those cases that he brings are things that are Kalim, but they're meant for something which you can't use it on Shabbos, like a shayfer he brings. A shayfer is a keli, yes. It's meant for tki, which you can't do on Shabbos. According to Reb Shimon, it's not muksa. He used it for other things. According to Reb Yehuda, it's muksa. But suddenly it's miyuchah for something which is mutter to use on Yom Tov. If it's a kli, l'chayra, it's mutter, like the Rambam brings right from Masik and Mekalim, Tzarechin, what the Ramban is saying. But Al-Kopanim, what do we see from here? The Ravid and the Rajb is saying it's not a keli sustam, it's asr. Navas is a special hetter for asaka. But it has nothing to do with the machlegis of Hudim Shim and Muks. It's nothing to do with Maksadaita. It's not a keli, so it's asr even according to Rabbi Shimon. All the other Rishenim, Rashi, Taisus, the Rosh, the Taisus, Riddar, Zerua, the Balamar, the Ramban, the Ra'ah, they all say kolor is totally machlegis of Hudim Shim. But some of them, like the Balamar and the Ra'ah and the Ran, mention this fact because it's not a keli. Because anything that's a keli, they taina, you can't be maksadaita from one thing. If it's mucham for one thing, then it's, then you're allowed to use it for anything. But if it's not a keli, then if it's only mucham for one thing and maksadaita from other things, it will be totally in the machlokes of Yehuda and Shimon. There's one other sheet in the Rishonim Rabbeinu Tam, which the Rush brings down, which a lot of Rishonim also mention this problem. The Mishnah, Gemara and Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Dalid, asks a kasha on this Mishnah. The Gemara brings our Mishnah, in Sayyim Chesedev of the Kass, you can't use a log to support a pat. And the Gemara says, you see from this Mishnah that even something which is malachta leheter, it's aser, bein letzarech gufa and bein letzarech mekaimai. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is going on this din. The Gemara said that a klisha malachta leiser is mutta letzarech gufa and mekaimai and aser mechama letzel, and a klisha malachta leheter is mutta letzarech gufa, letzarech mekaimai and mechama letzel. And then the Gemara brings this Mishnah, Ein Seimch Nesedei B'Bekas, and the Gemara asks, you see, a Dover Shemalach Tal Heter is Aser Bein L'Tzarech Guf V'Bein L'Tzarech Mekayma. Very interesting Gemara. So the Gemara says, you know why it's Aser? Because on Shabbos it's Aser. On Shabbos it's Malach Tal Iser. You can't use it for firewood. Gzeir Yantav Atu Shabbos. So the Gemara goes into the Shaila. We guys the Yantav Atu Shabbos. Rav Yosef says it goes like Rav Eliezer. Rav Papa says it goes like Beis Shammai. Against the Gemara. So, that Gemara says that the reason for this Mishnah, you can't use it to support the Bekas or to support the Dallas, is in Gzeira Yantav Atur Shabbos. And in the end, Rav Papa says it goes like Beishami, it would sound like we're no Paskin that way. And our Gemara says a different time. Zaytu Beinu Tam, that's what it means, Leinitnu Eitzim El Asaka. You know what it means, Leinitnu Eitzim El Asaka? Why not? Because of Gzeira Yantav Atur Shabbos. So he's bothered. But Kumtais, according to Rav Papa over there, so the one who holds it's us is Beishameh. We shouldn't pass him like Beishameh. So what's the Pshanan and Gemara that goes into the Retifta and the Yveshta? The Gemara that goes into Chish, it sounds like we pass him this way. But the Gemara in Shabbos says it only goes like Beishameh. So what's Pshat? So he says like this. He says originally, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes that argue about it, they could hold like Rav Yosef over there, that says it goes like Rabbi Eliezer. He doesn't say it goes like Beisham. So they could talk a paskin like the Mishnah that it's us or Gzeri Yantav at the Shabbos. But the Gemara's Maskana says only Retivt is us. And don't forget Retivt is us because it's not Chazil Asaka. If it's not Chazil Asaka, then it makes sense it's us on Yantav. He goes with Tais and Steritz. And Yvesh is Taka Mutter. And that could stem with Rav Papa that this Mishnah will go like Beisham. Beisham is the one that holds that you guys the Yantav at the Shabbos. He still holds you not. That's Rabbeinu Tam's shita in the sugya. So Kuntes, he ends up that the reason for Leninu Eitzim al-Asak is because of Xeriant of Atur Shabbos, but the Maskana of the Gemara in Shabbos is that that only goes like Beis Shammai, and therefore we don't pass in that way. But the Rishayim say that no, it's that Leninu Eitzim al-Asak doesn't mean that. It either means like the Ravid says because it's not a keli, or like the other Rishayim say that it's muksa, together with the fact that it's not a keli. And that Gemara that said that it's also because Gzeir Yantav at the Shabbos is Sugyas Chalukas B'Talmud. Sometimes you find one Sugya in Shas has one pshat, another Sugya says another pshat, and who do we pass? Like, Sugya M'Kayma Adifa, since this Gemara is in the place of the Mishnah, we pass him like the Sugya M'Kayma. Now, this is Negei to Psach Halacha. It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch Siman Tavkuf Base of Base brings this Mishnah of Psach Halacha. Ain't times there of Leis Adelas of Bekas. So El Shabbos asks the following question. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, he paskins in Tav Tzadik Hei, like the Rambam and the Rif, that Muksa is Osir on Yom Tov. that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda Bayantif. So Mela, the Mechaber goes good l'shitase. Because since he passes like the Rif in the Rambam, and passes like Rabbi Yehuda Bayantif, so Mela fits the psak of Ein Sayim because they're even Bekas. But the Ramah should have said that since the Ramah passes like Rabbi Shimon, like the Rishayim, the passes like Rabbi Shimon, the Yantif or so. So Mela, the Ramah should have said that, that we hold its mutter. Mechaber holds its asa because of Islay Muksa. We hold the last name Muksa, so we hold its mutter. That's what the Ramah should have said. Elam, either Ramah is thinking about the Rabbeinu Tam that the Rosh brought, but even that, the maskana of the Rosh was that Yeveshta is mutter, because only Beishamay asks, only Retivt is asr. Why didn't the Ramah say, why was the masik on the Mechaber that we should pass it that it's mutter? So the Magen Avraham, very interestingly, says, I don't understand the Eilat Shabbos. This is dealing with something which is not a keli. You learn the sugi and shin ches by Shabbos, anything that's not a keli, but Reb Shimon holds his usher. That's why the Ramah wasn't masik. But the Maimon Moichai and the Beis Meir were both bothered by the Ramah. Look at the Rishayim here, and we mentioned a lot of Rishayim. They say, it is talim b'chayigis with Reb Shimon. This is different than something which is not a keli. Since it's miyuchet for Asaka, it doesn't have the concern that it's not a keli. The fact that it's not a keli would mean that it's muksa according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't say it's a keli, and since it's muchan, Meli can do anything we want with it. Since it's not a keli, it's only muchan for what it's muchan for. But it's only the machlokes with Reb Shimon. So the other Shabbos is saying good. There are mashal in the masik. So the Ari Shainin that hold like the Magen Avraham, we mentioned them, the Ravid and the Rajma, they hold this Bechal Natalyad Mamish like the Magen Avraham. They say if it's not a keli, even Reb Shimon's maida. I says here, Shimon's matter. That's a different shita. But the ma'is that we paskin is not a keli. So they do the machlekes of muksa of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. But Rav Yishayin and Naman, like the Maimon Moichai and the Beis Meir, so it's a bissel shver. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down, and his maskan is b'shas at chak, he could be samech on the material. Now let's go a little vayt in the sugya. The Gemara says, Darash Rava, Ishalei tikanes l'dira eitzel mitel men ud. A woman is not allowed to go into the storage house of the wood to get an ud. Ud is like a poker, which is going to use to poke the flame. And Rashi says, again, because it's wood, it's only for firewood. If she made it into a kli, then it'll be muchan to be a poker, to be an ud. But otherwise, l'ninu eitzim el la'asaka. So Taisa says, it's a deichik to say that the Gemara is saying, d'leke hilchasa, because we paskin like Reb Shimon. And they didn't raise the Masak is on like Reb Yehuda. Like we said, that's what Taisa Shita is. So Mela Taisa says, even Reb Shimon's made it. Why? Because the reason why she can't take it is because we're gzeira, maybe she'll make a kli. Or maybe Hagufa taking a piece of wood, that's considered like making a kli. It's not an isser of muks, it's an isser of tikkunei mana. So the Mashah is very bothered with Taisa. He changed the gears in Taisa with Alpida Taisa Yishanim. Because he says, what's Taisa saying? The Gemara says, Mefurish Rav is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says like this, Darish Rav, Ishalei tekanes l'dira eitz l'mitam en ud, first halacha, second halacha, ud shenishmer asal asika biyantif, if you have a poker which you were miyachet to be a poker, and then it broke, so you can't use it as firewood. Why? Fishem asikim b'kelem v'em asikim b'shivrei kelem. Because you can only use wood for firewood, you can't use shivrei kelem. And that the Gemara says, the name of the Rav Kribi, this is related. Well, you think Rav holds a Kribi Huda? And the Gemara asks a kasha from a certain taste of Rav, which we'll get to in a second. And the Gemara says, no, that case was different. That case even Rav Yehuda's Maida. See, clearly Rav holds a Kribi Huda. He says a whole, because of that, he changes the whole tesis. He says the tesis, the way we have it is a shibush. It's really like the tesis of Shunim at the Gemara. Before he was talking about shouldn't go like Hilchasa. Rabbi Kivegan, the Gilyan Hashas is Ayim Hashah, the Ayim Chuvas Marashdam Chelik Alam Simin Yadalad. What's in the Chuvas Marashdam Chelik Alam Simin Yadalad? So he says like this. He says, in how we paskin on Yom Tov is a machlokes Yishayim, like we said. The Rif and the Rambam paskin like Rav Nachman, that we go with Rav Shimon on Shabbos, Rav Yehuda on Yom Tov. But the other Yishayim that say we go with Rabbi Shimon on Yom Tov as well, they make a chilti muksano. There is a sheet that's brought in the rush at the end of A, brings all the sheetas. The sheet of the Bahagin Rebbeinu Tam, and this could be the sheet of Taisus, that by muksa we pass like Rav Shimon, but by neilid we pass like Rav Yehuda. So that's why Taisus holds this Gemara's Kehilchasa, because the Masikim, the Kalim, they Masikim, Meshiva Kalim, is already Noilat. And the same thing with the Shunya, like we'll explain later, it's also Inyan of Noilat. Now the Masha mentions this, but he's Shailit, because he says that this case of the Shunya is a case of Muksa. Right? You're taking food that's raised for people, using it for animals, that's an issue of Muksa, not Noilat. But you could learn that way. You could learn it's an issue of Nailat, but found like Tesis that says it became Saruach, like we're going to mention. It became ruined, and now it's not ready for people. So that's the Nailat. Before it was ready for people, and now it became ruined, it's ready for animals. Then the Emma says, the Rosh there, at the end of the Masechta, Perikei Simi Yadal, he brings the Bahag that says this Gemara is the Makar that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon by Muksa and Huda by Nailat. That is the Makar. He says, since the Gemara here, Rava says that the Unch and Ishmar you can't use because Masikim, Kelim, Masikim, Shivikalim, Vice, Thais, we pass on Gemhudim, I know it. It's clear that that's of Shannon Tosis. That the case of going to the Deir Shal Eitzim to get some wood to use as a Ud, that's not Nailat. That's the Nidu Eitzim Masak, and that's Muksa. Now we pass on his Mutter. That's why he said it's a deichet to say Shana Ravli. He made a noob shana, Tikkun Emana. But the Utcha, Nishma, and Masikim, that's Masikim, Mekalim, and Masikim, Meshiv, and Kalim, that we talk about like a Behuda. That's the case of Nail. It's Mamish Mufurish in the Rush. That is what the Bahag held. That this Gemara is the Raya, that by Nailad, we paskin like Rabbi Huda. That's the Chayyar what Taisus means. Now, in the Gemara is Kasha, that how could you say Rabbi also Rabbi Huda? He told the Shmaya to roast for him about Amza Adak, Peshadim Eil Shunya, and throw the insides, the intestines, to the cat. So that's a Rai, he doesn't hold of Muksa, or he doesn't hold of Nailad. Rashi learns this Din of Nailad. Rashi says, because Me'esmo is Mucham La'adam V'leil L'Klavim, but now it's Mucham L'Klavim, why? Because, he doesn't say clearly here, he says it in Masech L'Shamas when it brings the same thing, because it's not the derech to eat the bnei ma'ayim on Yom Tov. See, that's the problem. If the bnei ma'ayim is roi for people to eat, so then you'll want to give it to the behemoths, right? Just like we said, anything which is a kli, you could use a masikim b'kelim. Anything which is an eichel, you can give to the behemoths. It's only if it becomes not royal l'adam, then it becomes nailat. So the chayy pshanim rashi is, this is what the Rashba says, because before it's shechted, we look at this one thing that's roi for the adam. This kachka, this god duck, is roi l'adam. When you shecht an anyantif, and now you're butchering it, and now you have the bnei ma'ayim, the bnei ma'ayim become ois roi l'adam, because people don't eat the bnei ma'ayim anyantif. So that's nailat. That's the chayr of the pshat. So the Rishonim has two kashas on Rashi. One kasha, like Taisus asks, even if a person usually doesn't eat an anyantif, but if it's roi for a person to eat, so then it's not nailat. Then it's roi l'adam. It's only something which is not roi for a person to eat is nailat. But if it's roi to eat, so then you can give it to the klavim. He brings the Gemara that raw meat is not considered muksa because it's chaz and lomsa. A person could eat it raw, even though it's not the derech, but it's roi l'kach. That's one kasha. The other kasha they ask is, so what's the Gemara's teretz? Since it will be masriach if you leave it overnight, so you're planning on giving it a cat from beforehand. But even if you're planning on it, this inyan of nailat, the Gemara says that walnuts, you're allowed to use for firewood, like we're saying, because they're an eichel, you can use it for whatever you want. But when you crack the walnut on Yom Tov, and now you have the shells, you can't use the shells as firewood. Why? Because now it became nailat. Now it's no longer a food. Originally it was a food, and now it's no longer a food, it's nailat. And the same thing with dates and the pits. So even if you knew it was going to happen, you knew that you're going to have walnut shells, you knew you're going to have the pits of the dates, it's still called nailat. Because Benesh Mashis, it was an eichel, and now it's only royal behema. It's only royal asaka. It's not an eichel anymore. So even if you knew about it, it doesn't help the das, according to Rabbi Huda. That's the kasha to Rishayim asking Rashi. So what's Taisus pshat? He doesn't explain the whole pshat here. He explains part of it in Shabbos Daf Chav Tes, and the Rashi brings it. We're talking about it was already shechted. First of all, Mishrachi means it's already ruined. So the issue of Nailad was that the food got ruined, the me'ayim got ruined, and then you're going to give it to a cat, it's not roi for a person. Originally, it was roi for a person to eat, and now it got ruined. So now it's not roi anymore. So that's why it's not chazir la'adam. Then the shayla is, so even if you knew it was going to get ruined, but why isn't it still dilute? Why is it different than the klipi ha'gezen and the pits of the tamara, where you knew it's going to get, you knew it was going to become ice food, but still it's aser. So Taisus there explains, and the Rashi brings down, because when you shecht the duck on Erev Yom Tov, it's not like the klipis ha'gezen or the tamarim of the, where it was one big eichel because the eichel needed it. The geizim needed the klipa. The tamarim needed the garin. It's one big eichel. Mashenkin here by the name me'ayin, it's separate eichelin. They happen to be together, but separate eichelin. The rest of the duck doesn't need the bnei me'ayin b'chalal. So me'mela, that's why the Gemara thought it was nailin, because it got ruined. And before it was Royal Adam, and now it's no longer Royal Adam. The Gemara said, no, you knew it was going to get ruined. It never was considered Royal Adam. And you don't consider it a part of the Ba'avza, because you shafted it already. And once you shafted it, and they don't need each other anymore, either Rabbi, you'd rather not have the Bnei Ma'ayim with it. So it's considered a separate thing, and the Das was to give it to the Behema from Erev Yom Tov, and that's why it was never called Eichel Adam. It was originally Eichel Behema, and that's why it's not an island.